is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Gaffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Gaffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Gaffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Gaffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up, and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down 6, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within 3. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a 3. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by 5.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and 3-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bogdan's for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bogdan's up one. Bogdan's up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And scoresbroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkin's up 4. Bodkin's up 4.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away. In again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee. Back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This
this is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a good one for you tonight here from Minster. It's Minster against Coldwater, a lot on the line. A Coldwater victory and a Marion local win over Delphus St. John's up at Delphus this evening throws the MAC championship into a two-way deadlock between the Cavaliers of Coldwater and the Blue Jays of Delphus St. John's. Of course, Minster attempts to play spoiler here tonight. Good crowd on hand. Should be a fine game. Two clubs playing their very best basketball of the year in action on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Coldwater Cavaliers come into the game 16-5 overall. Probably one of the biggest surprises statewide in Division III. People expected Coldwater to have a fine season, Chuck, but 16 wins in 21 games and a shot at the MAC title. Coldwater has dropped its last two, I might note. Falling to Delphus St. John's in a tight one last Friday night, 60-57, and then got beat on Saturday by Wapakoneta, an off night for the Cavaliers in that game. Prior to that, six wins in a row. Big victories along the way against Marion Local, Versailles, Jackson Center, a game we covered early in the year at Coldwater. Cavaliers won it 51-41. Tight win over St. Henry, two-pointer over an excellent Lima Shawnee team. Cavaliers of Coldwater won that 48-46, beat New Bremen several weeks ago by a score of 46-42. Nick Fisher, eighth-year head coach Coldwater. Mike McClurg, eighth-year head coach Minster. Minster's won 10 of its last 12. Only setbacks during that span were defeats at the hands of Delphus St. John's and recently to St. Mary's. Both clubs, in fact, lost to St. Mary's this season. But each team, Chuck, on the upswing, and you look at the rosters of these two clubs, oh my goodness, the youth, the underclassmen, the JV programs, the eighth grade programs, the seventh grade programs, all falling in line. Fine basketball futures ahead here at Minster and Coldwater.
Well, this JV game has been an outstanding game. I'm telling you, both teams playing really well, and I'm impressed. We're sitting here next to the Coldwater bench, and I'm watching the JV coach. He is terrific. He's doing a heck of a job.
Like a small college game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, I love coming here. You got size, you got talent, you got coaching, you got everything you want in a basketball game, and we're right down on the floor.
Exactly. Floor level, 45-yard line, and I look straight ahead, a kick to the right, and I see the Minster Wildcats logo. I'll make a bold prediction about tonight's game. Orange and black will win.
Boy, I hope they don't tie.
Minster Wildcats, Coldwater Cavaliers, Minster 13-8, Coldwater 16-5, each team on a roll. Both clubs, I might note, Chuck, have done very well this year against the Shelby County Athletic League, although Minster was drubbed early in the campaign by Rushi. But nice win by Minster over Anna, a game we covered in scoresbroadcast.com. Minster coming off a two-point shading of New Bremen in a big rivalry game. That was played 1 week ago right here in the Minster gym. Minster is healthy, has been the last month or so. Brogan Steffi missed the bulk of the football season, came back after the start of the hoops year, a slow beginning, revved up into shape, stove to foot in a game we covered against Jackson Center. He's back 100%.
Right.
The names of Schmiesing and Schwederman, they're good to go for Minster. James Niemeyer.
Niemeyer back, yep. Yep.
Football injury, he came back, nicked up again. He's strong, healthy, ready for action. Cavaliers have been pretty healthy all year long. Each team with good size, and both clubs shoot the three extremely well. We'll detail that in just a few minutes. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter of the JV game, 46-41, Coldwater in the lead over Minster. We've got the varsity tilt here in about 21, 22 minutes. Minster Wildcats at home against the Coldwater Cavaliers, who are hoping that Marion Local knocks off the Blue Jays tonight and Coldwater can get a win here and thus tie for the MAC championship. I'm Jack along with Chuck on scorersbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And we welcome you back here to Minster. Good crowd filing in to the beautiful Minster High School gym for this game tonight between Coldwater and the Minster Wildcats. Oh, about an hour and a half ago, I left the Rushi Inn and Rushi, a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Since about Christmas time, you better not search for the best morning breakfast any longer. The aroma of fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating, are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main at the Rushi Inn. It serves up the very best breakfast around. One of the only 5:30 a.m. breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work. Don't forget, from 11 to 1 Monday through Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials and pizza and wings and more. The popular inn thing for food out, the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out, the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. And tonight I enjoyed the Lent special on Fridays. It takes place all the way up to Easter. All the shrimp you can eat, French fries, coleslaw, under $10. fantastic dinner at the Rushi Inn.
Sure, rub it in.
I boxed up my leftovers somehow, some way. We've got to find a way to eat them up on the way home in the car.
Well, we're getting snow tonight again. So
No.
1-3 is what they're saying.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It won't stick. It won't last. By Monday, it's supposed to be almost 60 again. So,
yeah, 65 in Cincinnati on Tuesday.
Yep.
Often wondered why they called him Jumbo Shrimp. It's an oxymoron.
That's an oxymoron, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
These two teams tonight here, Minster and Coldwater, shoot the long three ball extremely well. It could be a night of threes in the rafters here at Minster High School. The Wildcats have Cole McClurg at 37% on the year behind the arc. Cole Richard, 38%. Brogan Steffi is at 37%. All three of them pushing 40. Ian Holman, 33% from three-point land. Free throws, McClurg, 76%. Cole Richard, 74%. Brogan Steffi, 82%.
Ooh.
Cole Albers pushing 200 rebounds on the year. Ian Holman in excess of 100. Daggone good numbers, Chuck. Turnover department, Minster commits only 11 per game. Coldwater just 9. And those stats will win you games.
That's impressive. 11 and 9 turnovers. And the free throw shooting by Minster is just outstanding. And I hadn't talked about him yet, and I know that I sound like his dad and his manager, but Cole Richard is one of my favorite kids of the entire season. He just plays hard. He can shoot threes. He takes it to the basket, finds the open man. He's just a heck of a basketball player.
Meanwhile, Coldwater, excellent three-point shooting club as well. Baylen Blockberger, nearly 15 points a game, 32% on threes. Miles Botkotter, 5'11 guard, 31% behind the arc. Owen Kunk is 6'6", doesn't shoot threes often, but heck, he's 8 for 17 on the year. You better guard him when he goes out there.
Absolutely.
And as I mentioned, just 9 turnovers per game on the year for Coldwater. That's why the Cavaliers have won 16 on the season. Luke Schwederman, 6'7", one of the top rebounders for this club, along with Owen Kunk at 6'6". You look down through this Coldwater roster, Chuck, you see two seniors, Peyton Seitz, 6'1", Luke Schwederman, 6'7". Only one player under 6 feet tall of the entire Coldwater unit that Coach Fisher has on the bench.
He would have thought they would have maybe made him cut his hair tall or something to get him that extra inch.
Like the looks of these two clubs, Mr. Wildcats, Coldwater Cavaliers, 16-5 by way of record for Coldwater. And for Minster, it is 13-8 on the year. JV game, 3 minutes left. Fourth quarter, 6-point lead, Coldwater. We'll return with more from Minster High School in a few minutes. I'm Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, we've got a thriller here in this JV game. Minster has just sunk a free throw with 71 seconds to go to knot up the junior varsity tilt at 51-51. Coldwater once led by 9 or 10 a few minutes ago.
51-41. They said they've scored 10 in a row.
Well, let's hope the varsity game is close to this good. If so, we will have one terrific night of high school basketball here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Let's hope, for goodness sakes, we don't have an overtime and we drag out our pregame an extra 5 to 10 minutes. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Oh, for these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Outside shooting will be on display, and these two clubs are capable of knocking down threes at a pace of 35 to 40%, no doubt about it. Good size in the middle for both teams. Cole Albers, 6'8", hangs out in the paint for Minster. He's a shot blocker, a point producer. Ian Holman, 6'3", muscle-bound. Noah Schwederman, 6'4", size for Coldwater as well. Luke Schwederman at 6'7", Owen Kunk, 6'6". Will Berry off the bench at 6'4". Size, outside shooting, key building components tonight for these two teams. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. JV game is at 53-51. Minster in the lead. 29.6 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. We'll return with more from here at Minster in a few minutes. Varsity Tilt given no overtime in the JV game. Varsity Tilt in about 15 minutes or so.
We have a little bit of a... They're going to honor the six senior cheerleaders tonight because there's no senior boys on the team.
I'm Jack along with Chuck on ScorersBroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, we are down to 6.4 seconds to go in our JV game. Minster in the lead by 1 point over Coldwater, 53-52. Coldwater just got the benefit of a strange call. Intentional elbow foul against Minster sent Coldwater to the stripe. Down to 2 points for two free throws. Cavaliers with 1 of 2. Minster's in possession now, Chuck.
No, it's still cold after an intentional foul. It's Coldwater's ball.
So it's Cavaliers' possession.
They got to bring it in. Now, they said they got to take it in down to the end of the court. I thought they picked all intentional fouls at midcourt, but we'll see where they put it.
So Coldwater's got the ball. Maybe at the timeline, 6.4 to go. Minster on top the one. So unless there is a free throw situation here at the end of the game, we could have finality. It's a 1 point contest.
It'll be a shock if it ends up in a overtime at this point.
It is Coldwater Cavalier basketball. Landon Kanapke, 5'10 guard, a good one. Gets it inbounds from a teammate. Kanapke goes baseline left, puts up a runner from about 12 feet away. He was in traffic, was bumped as he shot it, and now we've got free throws with 2.9 to go in Coldwater, down by a point. Let's see if he's Mr. Clutch. The young man puts it up. It's no good. He lifts the rim.
Of course, he'll make this one.
If he makes the second, we could have OT. And listeners, we could be in for a long, drawn-out pregame. And we've got a timeout right here, right now. 2.9 to go in the preliminary contest. Mr. JB's up 1, 53-52. Coldwater shoots another free throw with a chance to deadlock this thing at the finish.
Well, I've always said that a good JV official will never allow a JV game to go into overtime. These two will let it go in. That's all I'm going to say about their officiating.
Hey, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. It's your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Hey, to get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take the road to the intersection of Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru has an outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair. Plus, towing available 24/7. Myers is second to none, serving Dark Miami and Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. And you can always take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-through, too. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Laramie school districts, it's Myers Garage and Drive-Through, your first choice and also the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Second free throw missed by Coldwater. A chance to tie. Cavaliers do not convert at the stripe. Final two attempts at the charity line. It's no good. And with just under three to go, second free throw, rebounded in the corner. Looked like maybe a tie-up as the buzzer sounded.
Yeah, but it was after the buzzer.
Yep.
But we watched an 80% shooter last night miss two free throws in the game last night. And it almost gave Anna a chance to tie at the buzzer. So it happens. This kid had a terrific game. He had 16 points for him. He's going to be a ball player. So I hope he's okay with this. It happens sometimes.
1 point win by Minster in the JV game as the Wildcats come from behind to get it done. Speaking about things happening, Chuck, yesterday, February 22nd, Anna boys and girls, Sydney boys and girls, both out of the tournament. The four clubs combined for just one win. Sometimes the chips just don't fall your way. That's tournament basketball.
Well, I mean, Sydney, let's go to Sydney. They had beaten Sevens twice by double figures.
Yep.
They had a double figure lead and then got outscored something like 22-6 or something like that to end the game. Knocked them out of the tournament. That's too bad. And Sydney's girls, They played Centerville. They played a triangle and two on Vordermark and Scully. They're two outstanding players. Shut them down. Nobody else could pick up the pace besides Hutchins had a nice game. Nobody else had a good game, and that was the end of their season.
Yep. Rushi boys in action tonight at Troy with a victory tonight. In action again on Tuesday. Don't forget tomorrow here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Fort Loramie boys and Jackson Center boys are featured. Tip off at 4 to start the festivities for Piqua on the air about 3:20 tomorrow afternoon. Mark it down. So right after lunch, have dessert with us at 3:20. Fort Loramie boys in action, and then a 5:30 tip right after game one featuring Jackson Center. Keep abreast of the ScoresBroadcast.com website for our updated broadcast schedule here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style your hair, and you'll smile right there at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out to styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And the Cutaway's owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson, and Chris Siegel at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Let's take a moment at this point in time, Chuck, and jump right into our Locale Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm reminded of this because senior cheerleaders are being introduced with their parents here at Minster. It's happening right now on senior night. There are no senior basketball players on the Wildcats roster.
So this is a special night for the cheerleaders.
Yep, sure is. And we highlight, sponsored by Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Maddie McClurg, daughter of head coach Mike McClurg at Minster. She is a senior cheerleader. Her parents are Mike and Heather. Heather, by the way, a Minster grad. Mike, a graduate of Versailles. 3.85 by way of GPA for Minster senior cheerleader Maddie McClurg. Active in youth leadership, FCA, National Honor Society, Math Club, St. Augustine Youth Group. Will like to go on to the University of Kentucky and study nursing. She's got a sixth grade brother, does Maddie. That's Crew McClurg. Older sister Katie is at Miami in Oxford. And brother Cole is a sophomore on the Minster basketball team. For Coldwater here tonight, we highlight Jenna Hewing, spelled H-E-U-I-N-G. She's a junior Coldwater cheerleader, daughter of Roger and Brenda Hewing. Numerous activities, 3.9 GPA, by the way. FFA, NHS, Junior Fair Board, 4-H, Prom Committee, Special Olympics as well. She's taking part right now through Wright State Lake Campus in the College Credit Plus program, earning college credits while enrolled in high school. She'll eventually go on to get her cosmetology license at the Ohio State Beauty School in Lima, and she will eventually get an associate degree in business. Patty McClurg, senior cheerleader at Minster, and Jenna Hewing, junior cheerleader at Coldwater, under the spotlight tonight. Thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. We would not be online today bringing you high school sports if it were not for Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, which has been a partner with us since 2006 and 7. Locale Equipment, a Scores founding partner. Back 18 years ago, it has sustained its sponsorship ever since. Locale Equipment moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983 from L.A., California. thus the name LaCal. Beautiful scene here tonight at Minster, a plethora of orange and black. Orange and black everywhere. Cavaliers colors, orange and black. Wildcats colors, orange and black. Once again, a lot at stake tonight. This is the last Friday of the high school regular season.
Yeah.
In the Buckeye State, Northwest District extends its regular season to this particular Friday. Southwest District was done with regular season games last Friday. In fact, as we alluded just a few minutes ago, Anna and Sydney, both boys and girls programs, have played and are out of the tournament already.
Yeah.
And Minster and Coldwater start in Division Four and Division Three, respectively, next week in tournament play. Quite noisy, loud crowd, and so much on the line, because if Coldwater can pull out a win here on the road at Minster, and Marion Local knocks off Delta St. John's on the Blue Jays floor tonight, we've got a deadlock atop the MAC standings with two teams, Coldwater and Delta St. John's,
right,
both at 8-1. Minster trying to play spoiler. Minster's good enough, for sure, to beat Coldwater. And Marion Local has played extremely well here lately. And the Flyers can beat Delta St. John's if Marion Local plays like it has in the last couple weeks, having beaten Versailles and taken Rushi to overtime.
Well, you know it's a huge game because ESPN's here tonight.
Is that ESPN or is that, what's it called? What's that new network? Parakeet? No, Peacock.
Peacock. No, it's a real network. It's ESPN. You got some kids over there in shorts and blazers and ties. I walked over and I said, I'm broadcasting tonight too in a sweatshirt. You guys are making me look bad. But that's kind of funny. It's neat that they're doing that.
Hey, so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established way back in 1986. At first, at A&M, we repaired broken pallets for one single large customer. Today, nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet serves that customer plus 200 more. You see, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. And for our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you've got any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. 295-3093. Say, if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. You're off Friday to Sunday. You can't beat that deal. Just message A&M Pallet on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. 295-3093. A&M Pallet. A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. We'll return with more pre-game festivities from here at Minster in a few minutes. J.D. Tilt, a close one. It went to the Wildcats by a point, and we expect much the same, a close encounter in the varsity game here tonight between Coldwater on the road here at homestanding Minster. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McKee on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in
Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Hello once again here from Minster. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Opening tip, start of this game about 10 minutes away. Coldwater comes into this contest 7-1 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Delta St. John's 8-0. St. Henry is finished for MAC action. St. Henry 7-2 in 9 games. Minster 5-3. Marion Local 4-4. That's the top half of the Midwest Athletic Conference. Four of those 5 teams still in action tonight, as we've noted. Coldwater is here against Minster, and Marion Local is on the road at Delta St. John's. Chuck, I've asked you this question before. Which MAC school has the most MAC championships, either outright or as co-champs, in boys' hoops? And you answered it right a few weeks ago. St. Henry has 13 titles, 9 outright. Marion Local's got 12 titles, 7 outright. And Delta St. John's has 9 MAC championships, 3 outright, trying to make it a 10th outright title this year. Coldwater, by the way, has 8-6. So Delta St. John's and Coldwater, nip and tuck in the standings this year, are 3rd and 4th all-time in boys' MAC championships in basketball. How about that? 2 outstanding head coaches going head-to-head, matching strategy here tonight. Mike McClurg, year number 8 as the head man at Minster. He's a Versailles graduate. Went on to Thomas More College in Northern Kentucky. And to tell you what, no doubt about it, Minster could be much better than the record of 13-8 on the year. Had the Wildcats been healthy from the start, no doubt, maybe 15, 16 wins and right in this title chase in the MAC. But Minster weathered a number of injuries, to Steffi, to Niemeyer, to Schwederman, to Schmiesing, and here they are 100% healthy, ready to close the year and prep for the tournament.
Well, they got a chance to put a hurt on Coldwater's chances, but also what they're building for is now they just want to keep playing better basketball as they get into the tournament.
Right. Nick Fisher, head coach at Coldwater, also his eighth year. He spent 11 years as the girls' head coach, then a couple years as the varsity assistant at Coldwater. As I mentioned, you're number eight for him. And as I noted, you're number eight for Mike McClure, the head man at Minster. Minster Wildcats have got guards deluxe on the outside. Cole McClurg, Cole Richard, Rogan Steffi. Tell you what, Chuck, 6 foot, 6 foot, 6 foot. All of them 37 to 40% behind the arc. Is there a Division IV high school program in the state of Ohio that can match that?
Well, that's impressive, and they're just so much fun to watch. They run their offense from the outside in. They got Albers in the middle. They don't expect him to get a ton of points, but they get him down inside, draw the defense in. He's a real good rebounder, and they're going to be a tough out for anybody in the tournament.
Coldwater Cavaliers have taken care of the basketball all year long, under 9 turnovers per game this season. Baylen Blackburger, nearly 15 points per outing. He is a 32% three-point shooter, 75% at the stripe. Mason Welch, a junior, 6'2", guard forward. He's a 71% free throw shooter. Blackburger, by the way, 75%. Miles Potcotter makes threes at a 31% clip. Luke Schwederman, big man, 6'7", power forward, 77% free throw shooter. Coldwater over 70% as a team.
That's impressive.
At the free throw line. And their free throw shooting and that reduced number of turnovers, those are big values. They win games.
Absolutely. Yeah, the if you don't give the other team turnovers and baskets, you've got a much better chance of winning the basketball game.
You've got to limit those extra possessions for the opposition. You do that, and you play pretty well, you've got a very good chance to win. We're about 6 minutes away from the opening tip. Should be a fine game tonight. Minster here at home against Coldwater. Jack Kramer, Chuck McGee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hello once again, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Minster, 4 minutes away from our national anthem and our opening tip-off tonight. Should be one heck of a game. Minster Wildcats, 13 wins in 21 games. Coldwater, 16 victories in 21 outings on the year. Great thanks to Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. Quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It's priceless. And that's the case at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it's got to be. The reason being, Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. established in 1946. Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Hopefully along the way tonight, Chuck, we will have somebody monitoring progress of that game up in Delphus between the Delphus St. John Blue Jays and the Marion Local Flyers. I've got to believe we might even hear a score over the public address, because everybody from Coldwater is going to be interested in that result if Coldwater wins. And Minster will be a tough out here tonight, that's for sure. But if Coldwater wins, Delphus St. John's loses and is knocked off an Omaha Marion Local, we got a two-way tie, 8-1, 8-1.
That's impressive, but I'll tell you one thing that I can tell you for a fact. Coldwater has not talked about what's happening up in Delphus tonight. They're not talking to their kids about that at all. They got to take care of business here, and then they'll worry about what happens up there afterwards.
And very well put. I was never much of a high school golfer. I played a little bit, age 14, 15, 16. Never did much better than 8, 9 over par. Had a great 18-hole round in a junior club tournament once. Wound up shooting about 7 over par for 18 holes. And when the match ended, when the afternoon was done, Chuck, I had no idea that my chiefest competition had imploded on the back nine. I was just concentrating on my game.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
I was in a zone and did not concern myself with Greg Cox and his progress on the course.
Right.
Looking back, I was down 2 or 3 strokes after the first nine. He imploded on the second nine. I shot a little better in the second round of 9 holes and wound up winning by 2 strokes. And you can bet, as you said, Coldwater here tonight is focused on this game only, and that Delphus St. John Marion Local result will take care of itself.
Exactly. I mean, if they come out here and they get beat, they lay an egg, that game up there means nothing. So they take care of business first. Plus, they want to play their best basketball, too. I mean, they want to win the league, but they're also looking at tournament time.
Opening tip is upcoming. Minster Coldwater, great game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Coldwater Cavaliers are coached by Nick Fisher in his 8th year. Coldwater's first tournament game in D3 in the Northwest District will be on March 1st against the Cary Finley Liberty Benton winner. Meanwhile, Minster also plays on March 1st, as I recall, against the Marion local Waynesfield Goshen winner. Oh, my goodness, Chuck, what a stringent district that is. D4 boys, yeah. Wapakoneta, Minster, New Bremen, St. Henry, Marion local, Lima Central Catholic. Wow.
Yeah, those are all teams that if they came to the regional, they would be a force down there. So that's a good group of basketball teams right there.
Opening five introduced for the Coldwater Cavaliers in the road black, orange numbers outlined in white. And the lights have been dimmed here at Minster. Chuck, what do we have? 1,900 fans on hand.
Oh, it's a good crowd. Behind us is almost full. The other side's three-quarters full. Yeah, it's a good Friday night crowd.
Yeah, excellent attendance here for this game this evening between the Coldwater Cavaliers and the Minster Wildcats. I'd like to remind you that tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com, we're on the air at 3:20 p.m. Jot it down. Fort Loramie boys in action against the Miami Valley School. That game is followed up with a 5:30 tip between Jackson Center and I think the Tigers' opponent is Twin Valley South.
I think so. Yeah.
Fort Loramie, Jackson Center tomorrow, doubleheader for you. First game tips at 4 on the air at 3:20. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our updated schedule of games next week. Keep in mind now, because of the super sectional arrangement, we've got Shelby County teams, for example, in Division 4, spread out in boys between Troy and Piqua. And in girls, they're spread out between Sydney and Versailles.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have choices that sometimes they're tough choices. I had somebody go, "You're not doing Rushi tonight?" And I said, "Well, we think this is going to be a better basketball game, but, you know, we'll have Rushi on Tuesday night at Troy, so, you know, we're going to cover them, but this was a better option tonight."
Opening five for the Coldwater Cavaliers, Baylen Blockberger, 6 foot junior wing player, Brady Layfeld, a 6 foot junior guard. Owen Kunk in the middle, 6'6 junior pivot man. Miles Potcotter, 5'11 perimeter man out front. He's a junior. And Luke Schwederman is at a power forward post. He is a 6'7 senior. Opening tip to start the game, won by Minster, which has Cole McClure, Cole Richard, Brogan Steffi at guard. 6 foot, 6 foot, 6 foot. McClure, a sophomore, Richard, a junior, Steffi, a junior. And right away, the Wildcats go down inside to Albers. Albers goes inside out on the arc to Steffi. His line drive triple is perfect.
Well, that's what I said. Their offenses go inside, they collapse. You throw it back outside, and you got all those three-point shooters.
Minster in the lead, 3-0 here at the start. Coldwater's got the ball to our right. Dribbling into the lane goes Blockberger. He steps below the foul stripe. Fadeaway shot short. Rebound Minster. Here's Steffi roaming down the floor. Gives it to McClurg in the right corner. McClurg fakes right, goes left, darts into the paint area. Scoop shot blocked out of bounds by Coldwater. 3-0 Minster, 48 ticks gone off the clock. Baseline right of the rim, inbounded by Minster. Goes to Albers. Behind him to Cole Richard. Near side, it's McClurg. Oh, dumps it to Albers. He's at the mid-range. Did he travel? Yep, he drew contact. But after steps were whistled.
He was going to make a nice move, but then when the contact started to come, he switched pivot feet right before he got bumped.
He had a pretty good shot right away from 8 feet.
Yeah.
Did a little bit of extra with his footwork and got in trouble. Coldwater's got the ball down 3-0. A minute 10 gone, opening quarter. Here's Layfeld, high right, ball knocked away. It's loose, and Minster tips it on the floor to Albers, who gobbles it up for the Wildcats. Long throw down the floor, low on the left, it's James Niemeyer. He puts up a four-footer. Shot hindered on the play by Coldwater. Long heave down the floor to Potcotter. Potcotter rolls in from the right corner. Shot's crammed.
Steffi.
Woo! Minster's got it right back. Defense supreme here at the outset. We played nearly 2 minutes, only one bucket. Here at the foul line with the ball, McClurg for Minster. His pass inside to Albers was blocked right back to him. On the arc to Steffi, straight away Albers. Albers picked up Owen Kunk at the foul line. Now here's Cole Richard. Richard curls, foul stripe jumper, off the mark, no good. Rebound Coldwater, racing down the floor, Brady Layfeld. Ball goes baseline right to Kunk. Kunk sprays a pass to Schwederman, who's dashing down the left side of the lane. It's off his fingertips, out of bounds.
That's two turnovers. They only average 9.
Yep. Coldwater is extremely efficient handling the basketball. Under 10 turnovers per game, 2 committed here in the first 2.5 minutes. 3-0 Minster. Cole Richard, 25 feet away, handoff to James Niemeyer, is averaging 8 points a game, 6'3 guard forward, a junior. Niemeyer gives it up, gets it back right corner, lost the ball, and Coldwater's got it. Here come the Cavaliers down the floor. Streaking in from the left flank is Balin Blackburger, leading scorer on the year for the team, and he banks home a runner.
Has a nice shot.
3-2, Blackburger, extremely athletic. Deep right corner, Minster Steffi's got the ball back to the basket. Gives it up, gets it back. Spins a pass to Niemeyer. Niemeyer's hemmed in, baseline right. Now goes to Albers out high. 3-2 Minster. 4:48 to go here in the first quarter. Steffi dribbles between the legs. On the arc to McClure. Back out to Richard. Here's Albers mid post. Spins on cut.
Nice.
Banks it in. Cole Albers with a good move.
Strong.
5-2 Minster. Attacking for Coldwater is Blackburger. Blackburger gives it up, gets it back, far left wing, long three-point try, little heavy, weak side rebounding foul against the Cavaliers. Our score, 5-2, Minster, 4:23 left first quarter. It has been a defensive game so far.
Oh yeah, both teams are playing outstanding man-to-man.
Each team's defense has looked superb in the first 4 minutes. Dribble drive, Steffi down the right lane line. Good reach in by Coldwater. Ball goes off Steffi's knee, out of bounds to the Cavaliers. Got a change for Coldwater. Cody Depweg. Depweg, 2 points a game, 6'2 junior forward. Checks onto the hardwood. Token pressure by Minster in backcourt. Dribbling up over the timeline for the Cavaliers is Blockburger, 25 feet away. Out high to the three-point shooter, Luke Schwederman. Headset. Wow, the big man, 6'7", launches in a triple to tie the game up.
Well, when you're 6'7", and you can shoot over top of the defender, that's pretty impressive.
Yep. Deep left corner, Albers. He tries to match it for Minster. A little heavy on the shot from 24 feet. Rebound down to Coldwater. Cavaliers up the floor. Game tied at 5. 3:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Luke Schwederman sprints across the lane. Has his lefty shot blocked. Coldwater gets it back. Here's Blackburger. Oh, a good take by him. Driving hard from out on the perimeter. Ducked under a couple of Wildcats and scored. A beauty by Blackburger. Coldwater's first lead. Three-point try, yes, by Minster. James Niemeyer pours in a trifecta. 3 minutes to go, first period, 8-7 in favor of Minster. Here's Blockberger for Coldwater. Dribble drive into the lane, now goes to Depweg. I think that's Caleb Shore on the floor now. Six-foot guard for Coldwater. Handoff on the play to Miles Potcotter. Potcotter, 5'11 guard, curls down the right side of the lane, and the ball is slammed out of bounds by Minster. 2:46 to go, first quarter, 8-7 in favor of Minster. Coldwater inbounds right of the rim. Ball lobbed out back to Luke Schwederman. He deals to Depweg. Back to Schwederman, high left. It is Blockberger. Look out. Long three. Short. No good. Rebound low on the right. Saved by the Cavaliers. Left-handed three. Tries straight away. Schwederman. Bingo! Luke Schwederman's got the touch going on.
Well, that was nice.
10-8. Coldwater by two. 2:20 left in the first quarter. Minster attacks. On the floor now, Connor Schmiesing for Minster. Schmiesing, 5'8 junior guard. Ball dealt to Noah Schwederman for Minster. It's Luke Schwederman for Coldwater. Cole McClure, 25 feet away. Head fake, starts to drive, and he's hacked on the arm. A 7-footer short. That's because he was tagged hard. And at the stripe, McClure for Minster. He is a phenomenal free throw shooter, 76% on the year. Coldwater 10, Minster 8. Minute 56 to go, first quarter. Make it 10-9. 10-9. The lead for Coldwater by one. Second shot upcoming for Minster's Cole McClure. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Soft touch, lot of rim, backboard, more rim, right down through the net. 10-10 tie with a minute 50 to go in the first. Coldwater attacks. Far left wing, Blockberger, hands to Brady Layfeld. Ball pinballed, popped in the air by Minster. Here's a run out the other way. Schmiesing drives. Oh, there's basket interference, I think, by Minster.
It was. It was on Schwederman. He got up there and grabbed the net.
Rebound eventually was jammed out of bounds below the basket by Coldwater. Minster gets a break.
Minster, that should have been offensive basket interference.
It should
right
have been
there.
Coldwater ball out of bounds.
Yep.
1 minute, 34 seconds to go here in the first quarter. That was a clear-cut basket interference by Minster, overlooked by all three officials. Here is Minster inbounding low on the left. McClure can't find a receiver, and time expires on him. 5 second count. Coldwater gets the ball.
Well, you can talk about the defense, because that is now 7 turnovers, 4 on Minster, 3 on Coldwater, both uncharacteristic.
Yep, these two teams combined for maybe 20-21 per game on the year, and they're a third of the way there. A minute 19 to go, first quarter, game even up at 10. Blockberger's got the ball on the arc to Schwederman. Dumps it, mid-post, dribbling, Depweg. High right to Kunk. Kunk gives it up, sets a screen, rolls to the rim, catches, feeds a teammate Depweg. Blocked on the play by Minster. What do we have? We've got a foul over the back. Minster. Coldwater will play it in. Ian Holman picked up the personal foul.
Yeah. Richard had an outstanding block on that shot, but unfortunately Holman kind of bumped him a little bit.
Tell you what, Chuck, defenses have dominated. They played a clean game, though. Just 2 fouls total.
Yeah, well, I like the officiating. I like the way they're letting them play the game.
It'll be inbounded by Coldwater right of the rim. Game tied at 10. 1 minute to go here in the first period. Straight away with the ball, it's Kunk. Kunk hands off to Blockberger. Over guarding by Minster, near steal. Scattered floor. Loose in the lane for Coldwater is Kunk. And then he's met by a Minster defender. Shots off the mark. Rebound down to the Wildcats. 10-10 deadlock. 38 seconds to go, first period. Here's a high left three ball by Cole Richard. He air-mailed one up. It was online, too hard. Long board. Minster still got it. 26 ticks to go, first quarter, 10-10 tie. McClure drives outside the arc, baseline right, kisses one in off the window.
That young man has improved so much this year.
Good play by McClure, heads up drive, 12-10, Minster by two, 9 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's a body foul committed out on the floor, common against Ian Holman.
That's his second.
6'3 junior for Minster. Both fouls for Minster by Holman.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go back a ways, but he would have been a great player for Detroit when they had the Bruce brothers. He is just a force and a monster in that inside.
5 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Layfeld at midcourt for Coldwater. Down the left side to a teammate who chucks up a long three. Extreme corner shot. Luke Schwederman almost went in.
Almost made that. That would have been the best shot I saw all year.
He was falling out of bounds toward his Coldwater cheerleaders and almost jacked in the triple. Didn't make it. Minster leads 12-10 after one on scores. Broadcast.com.
Rush's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Minster's been led by Cole McClure at guard. He's looked mighty sharp here in the early going in this game. As Coldwater goes into the post, spinning, turning, scoring on the play. Luke Schwederman, nice banker, 10-footer, kissed one in off the window. We're tied up at 12. Good start for Schwederman.
Yeah, he's really good. That left hand, it's fun to watch.
Two threes and a deuce for Schwederman. Look out. Minster comes right back. Great feed down low on the right to James Niemeyer. And that's 6'3" junior. He drops in a short banker. And it's 14-12. Minster in the lead. 7-12 left here in the second quarter. Here's Blockberger. Wild off-balance shot. Spinning down the lane. Hooked it in with the left hand.
He and Schwederman are the only two that have scored for Coldwater so far.
Blockberger, so athletic, 15 points a game. Game knotted, 14 all. Even Steven, we thought it would be. Minster's got the ball, elbow in the right. It's Niemeyer to Steffi to Richard. Right down the pike, the runner. He floats it in. Nice shot, Cole Richard. He sparkled on that play. 16-14, Minster by two. Coldwater's Blockberger attacks the paint, pitches one up off the flange, rebound Blockberger, pass intercepted by Minster, foul Coldwater in backcourt. Last basket by Cole Richard, it was a dandy. Cole McClurg has also sparkled so far for Minster. They have made wise bridge plays here in this first half. McClurg and Richard for Minster. Make your next plays with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wise Bridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Minster has a shot blocked, and then Coldwater runs great motion offense and frees up Blockberger down on the block, low right. He catches wide open. He peeled off the screen, nailed the shot. We're tied up at 16. 5:45 to go, second quarter. Out high left for Minster. It's Brogan Steffi. Straight away to James Niemeyer. Deals behind him to McClurg, who looks inside, no one home. Albers comes out to catch. Albers sets a screen, gives it to Richard, right back down inside to Albers. Oh, a nice step through. Up and in. Albers, drop step to the cup. Two-pointer.
Good footwork, boy.
18-16. It's Minster by two. Coldwater attacking. Aggressive play by Brady Layfeld. As Layfeld hustled his way down the floor, saw a crack toward the basket, and was clamped on the arm. He'll shoot two. 5:14 to go. Second quarter, shot to Layfeld, up and in. 18-17, Minster. Oh, heck of a game. This has got to be one of the very best February 23rd season-closing clashes statewide.
Oh, yeah, this is I love coming there anyway, but this has been a battle. 18-18.
Tied up with five to go in the second quarter. Crowd of 1,800 on hand for this one. Here is Brogan Steffi out on the arc for the Minster Wildcats. He sees a crease develop, slivers down the right side of the lane, and he's chopped on the shoulder. Steffi gets a couple free throws here for Minster. We're tied up 18 apiece. Steffi aims and connects. 19-18 in favor of Minster by one. Steffi, an 82% free throw shooter. Last night we saw a young man named Brody Denny for Valley View, 80% foul shooter. This one by Steffi's no good. It is off the back frame. Long rebound, kicked out to Blockberger for Coldwater. Sends it to a teammate in the left corner. Here's a long three ball by Miles Potcotter. It was way up in the stratosphere here in the Minster gym. He swished it, and that triple lifts Coldwater to a two-point edge, 21-19. Potcotter with a big basket. Here is Richard driving down the lane for Minster. Awkward shot. No good. Weak side rebound. Albers feeds a cutter. Spinning down the lane area, it's thrown to Noah Schwederman, and he slapped on the wrist. A couple free throws for him. 4:33 to go, second quarter. Coldwater in the lead, 21-19. Free throw too hard. Still 21-19, Coldwater.
He has my favorite shoes I've seen all year, though.
The fluorescent light purple. Albers has got a combination of orange, blue, purple, and they are all neon reflective as well. Both free throws good. No second shot good.
Made the second one, missed the first one.
Yep. Free throw number two was good by Noah Schwederman of Minster. First one was strong. 1-point lead, Coldwater. Blockberger in the lane. Tries to flip it up with the left hand. Tipped away by Minster. Blockberger got it back. Tried again. Too hard. Weak side rebounding foul on Minster. While Blockberger collected yet another offensive rebound. Tried to score. Was fouled and shoots two.
Well, about the last three times down the floor, Minster's gone to a 2-3 zone now. But they're pushing it out and putting pressure on the ball. But they're still playing a zone inside.
Well, Blockberger short on the try at the stripe. 21-20. 1-point lead, Coldwater. We had two baskets in the game's first couple of minutes. Only one bucket in the final 2 minutes of the first quarter, but a lot of scoring otherwise. Still 4 minutes to play, second period. Second free throw by Blockberger. Much too heavy. And the rebound jerked off the glass on the play by Noah Schwederman of Minster. 21-20 Cavaliers. Baseline drive, Richard. Lays it up strong. Too much mustard on it. Long rebound, though, Minster. Richard out of the left corner. Off the iron. Long board to Coldwater. Blockberger zips down the floor. Hands behind him to the three-point shooter. Yes! Owen Kunk from downtown. 6'6", junior.
Four threes now for Coldwater.
And the big men like to shoot it from distance. Here's Albers, low on the left for Minster. Good body work on the inside, but Kunk shot way short. Long feed down the floor. Coldwater, driving layup, no good. Stick back, Blockberger, no good. But a foul on Minster. Oh, what a hustle play by Coldwater.
Yeah, I mean, this game is just up and down the floor.
And that effort by Blockberger, who went the length, got the rebound, was fouled, earned him a couple free throws. And guess what? The 75% foul shooter has misfired three straight times. That's the hat trick. Yep. 3:26 left to go here in the second quarter, 24-20. Coldwater by four. Second shot, Blockberger on the way. Yep. He makes one. 5-point lead, Cavaliers. We got some
half-court trap now.
Yep.
1-3-1.
Half-court pressure by Coldwater. It's Dimes Minster. Richard has the ball clawed away, and it's taken by Coldwater's Blockberger. He's off and running down the floor and scores. The pressure at midcourt. The trap worked. And now Coldwater's mounted a 7-point advantage. Deep left corner, Schmiesing's got it for Minster. Minster's not scored in 2 minutes plus. Albers pivot move in the lane. Half hook, right hand, got it.
Well, you let him catch the ball that deep, and he's going to score on you most of the time.
27-22 in favor of Coldwater, which led 27-20 with under three to play here in the first half. Deep right corner, Mason Welch. Outside to Blockberger, picked up by Schmiesing.
Come back to their man-to-man now.
Blockberger, he's got a crack in that defense. He drives, a scooper, duper, it's good.
That's 13 points for the young man now, and he's missed three free throws.
Blockberger, from down around his knees, shoveled it off the window. Coldwater by 7, 29-22. 2 minutes left, first half. Ball thrown to Albers in the lane. Hits a cutter, Niemeyer. Niemeyer down the right side of the paint. Shots on the rim, no good. Rebound, Coldwater, thrown to midcourt. Picked off by Cole Richard of Minster. Oh, what a play! What a play! NBA! Richard barreling in from the right flank after the steal. Flipped that ball in the air from down around his shoot top. Flipped it from floor level. He was hit from behind. Ball went about 15 feet in the air and swished.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I noticed. His eyes never left the rim, no matter even the bang and where the ball was. He never quit looking at the rim.
Free throw by Richard, short. Tip by Albers. It is in and out. No good. Rebound by Coldwater, which leads by 5. A minute 46 to go, first half. 20 feet away on the right, it is Luke Sweeterman. And Sweeterman's got a road to the basket. And there he goes, down the left side of the lane. And he went smacking toward the rim, drew contact. He'll shoot two. Boy, this Coldwater Cavalier team. 5 players who can drive,
yep,
and they can all shoot it from distance.
Yeah, they get the ball in the lane, and they throw the ball back out. They're making threes. They're a very good basketball team.
Yeah, don't think I've seen a team all year long, Chuck, that will take it to the cup as well as this club. Free throw good. Shot pumped in by Luke Schwederman. He's been special tonight for Coldwater. 9 points.
Yeah, Blockberger and Schwederman, boy, they've been unstoppable.
Well, they got about 20, 24 between them.
Yeah.
Second free throw by Schwederman rattles and stays in. 7-point lead, Coldwater. 90 seconds to go, first half. Midcourt, Minster. Ball heaved up ahead to Niemeyer. Niemeyer guns from behind the arc. Rim, backboard, no good. Rebounding foul, Minster. And now Coldwater's got a chance to push it to 9 with a minute 23 to go, first half.
That was the third foul on Homan, and he's only played about a minute and a half.
Substitution set to come in. Albers was going to go onto the hardwood for Homan,
but he has to wait till the first shot's taken.
Right. Number 21, Owen Kunk at the free throw line for Coldwater. Free throw hits the front rim, backboard. It rolls around. It's good.
He knew that was going to roll in because it was still not sure it was going in, and he went up and gave a high five to one of the guys on the lane.
8-point lead, Coldwater. Minute 23 to go, first half, 32-24. Cavaliers, very productive second period for the visiting team.
22 points.
Second shot up and good. And the lead for Coldwater has swollen to 9. That's the biggest. 33-24, a minute 23 left, first half. Now, Minster needs a mini explosion before the second period finishes. Backcourt at Steffi to McClurg. Back to Steffi. Steffi fires a bullet down inside to Albers. He's bumped from behind, knocked out by the Cavaliers. Was there contact with the ball by Coldwater?
I thought he just lost it out of bounds. And he did too, because he dropped his head and was getting ready to go the other way.
Ball inbounded by McClurg on the arc to Albers to Steffi. Steffi barrels down the right side of the lane. His runner is in there. Steffi kissed one in off the glass. 33-26. Coldwater by 7. 50 seconds to go, first half. High right, it's Layfeld. Layfeld gives it to teammate Blockberger. He attracts a crowd in the paint, gives it up, gets it back. Fadeaway three to the right, no. Rebound Coldwater. Kunk to Depweg. Cross court to Schwederman, top of the circle. Wow! Three-pointer is perfect.
He had a hand in his face. That's as good a defense as you can play, and he still buried it.
What a game by Luke Schwederman. As he pours in the left-handed southpaw three ball. The lead is 10 for Coldwater, but count the field goal here by Minster. What an adept drive to the basket by Steffi. As Steffi carved out space down the right side of the lane, crafty maneuver, laid it through, was fouled. It is 36-28 in favor of Coldwater, biggest lead. A few seconds ago was 36-26. Steffi's foul shot's too long. Scrap for the rebound. Pulled down on the play by Layfeld and Coldwater. 10 seconds to go, first half. 8-point game. Layfeld at midcourt. Heaves it near side to Blockberger. Blockberger starts a drive around one man. Another beats Albers and scores right before the buzzer.
Wow.
Terrific first half for Blockberger of the Cavaliers. Coldwater up 10. 38-28 over Minster after two quarters on scores.gas.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Oh, what a first half here on scoresbroadcast.com. Coldwater with a tremendous second quarter of play. And Chuck will recap that first half action. Coldwater superb in that second period. Leads by 10 over Minster at the break, 38-28. Our halftime is brought to you by J&J Brodigham in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, Chuck.
Well, Coldwater has a 17-7 rebounding advantage, 6-3 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned it over five times. Coldwater 7 of 10 from the free throw line. Minster only 4 of 8. Individual scoring for Coldwater. They got Blockberger had 15, Schwederman had 13, and they got 5 from Kunk off the bench, 3 from Potkotter, and 2 from Layfeld. They scored 10 and 28. 38 for the first half. Minster 8 for Brogy. Stephen Brogy, they got 6 from Albers, 5 from Niemeyer, 4 each from McClurg and Richard, and a free throw from Schwederman. They scored 12 and 16, not bad, but they trail it 38 to 28 at the half. Yeah, the driving exhibition on display of the Coldwater's players, remarkable. And then Schwederman behind the arc, he has been really good.
He is unconscious, and I'll tell you that the defense, he's not getting wide open looks. He's putting the ball in with a hand in his face. That's what's impressive.
Well, at 6'7", he is tough to guard.
I agree.
Out there on the perimeter. And this Balen Blockberger averaging close to 15 points a game. At the pace we have seen him drive and score here tonight, I'm not sure why that per game average is not 20 to 25.
Well, he's got 7 2-pointers in the first half. That's impressive.
38-28, Coldwater in the lead over Minster. At stake, Coldwater needs a win. And then a Marion local victory over Delphus to forge a two-way tie atop the MAC standings. Coldwater would be 8-1 then, so would Delphus. 38-28, Coldwater ahead over Minster after two quarters of play. Our halftime brought to you by J&J Brottingham in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brottingham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brottingham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brottingham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brottingham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brottingham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brottingham. Yes, Brottingham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brottingham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brottingham.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Welcome back here to Minster. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. What a spurt by Coldwater in that second quarter, Chuck, to go up over Minster. But 10-30-28, how many points in the second period for the Cavaliers?
They outscored them 28-16. 16's not a bad quarter for a high school basketball team. 28 is amazing. And between Blockberger and Sweeterman, and then all of a sudden you got Kunk off there hitting a big three and a couple of free throws. You got Potkotter hitting a big three. They got a lot of help, and all of a sudden they pushed it out to 10. Minster's got to have a good start to the third quarter, because if they push this up 12, 14, 16 points, it could be over.
Hey, this Blockberger is a blockbuster of a guard.
Yes, it's too bad they did away with all of his movie rentals back in the day, because I really liked them.
As you noted, Chuck, 28 points combined, Blockberger and Schwederman for Coldwater.
Yeah.
They've made the Wisebridge plays. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play, call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Minster starts the second half. Good possession. Albers high post down to the low post to Niemeyer. He muscles up a short one and scores.
Nice back screen. They set that up at halftime.
Oh, what a maneuver. Blockberger comes right back. Athletic play down the left lane line. Banked one eye off the glass. Swished it in from the window. And it's 40-30. Coldwater in the lead at 10. Here's a drive into the lane by McClure. Flipped it back behind him, up over his head, no good. Rebound Coldwater, run out the other way. Shot missed, ball pinballed to midcourt. Here's Steffi for Minster. He forces the action. Makes a good drive to the rim. Steffi for Minster. 40-32. Coldwater leads, a minute gone, third quarter. Coldwater's offense, high-powered. We saw this club early in the year beat Jackson Center 51-41. Offense was decent that night. Much, much improved here late in the campaign. Long three straight away. Blockberger, no, off the iron. Rebound Coldwater in the corner. Nice save by Potkotter. Back into a Coldwater player, then thrown out of bounds by Blockberger.
He had a good look, but he just threw the pass a little high. I think if he would have thrown at the Blockberger, it would have been another layup.
Well, Minster got a stop, and that's what the Wildcats need.
Absolutely.
Here in the second half, a series of stops. 40 points for Coldwater in 17 and a half minutes in this game. Cole Richard on the arc, goes to Albers.
fadeaway shot, 17-footer, high off the flange. Rebound, Coldwater.
Coldwater let him take that all night long.
Right. Hot cutter down the floor to Layfeld. Layfeld between the circles. Goes foul line to Blackburger. Left side of the floor, Potcotter, and he pots in a three ball. Triple, Miles Potcotter. Boy, they can all shoot it from range.
That's six threes now for the from Coldwater.
Oh, we said a key in our pregame was three-point shooting. As good as Minster's is, Coldwater's outdone him. Here's Cole Richard down the lane. Looked like he was fouled. Big-time contact, no call. Ball batted out of bounds off of Coldwater. 43-32, biggest lead, Coldwater 11. 5:42 left to go, third quarter of this game. Here's the ball inbounded by Minster. Low on the right to Steffi. Steffi's got some room and hits a short one.
Again, good defense. He just, the offense was just better.
Yes, 8-footer by Steffi over a defensive man, Potcotter, for Coldwater. Good play by Steffi, 43-34. Coldwater by 9, 5:16 to go, third quarter. Ball thrown to Sweeterman in the lane. Oh, Coldwater's Luke Sweeterman just made a left-handed Luke Alcindor hook shot.
he is left-handed, but I'll tell you what, that was impressive.
Woo-wee! 45-34. 11-point lead for Coldwater. Under 5 to go, third quarter. Steffi dribbling into the lane. Fires for Albers, deflected by Coldwater. Ball goes to midcourt. Oh, what a save for the Cavaliers. A near save by Layfeld. Tremendous hustle.
Yeah, they got the coaching staff up on that one. They love to see somebody diving after the ball like that.
Ball went to the stripe on the far side. Minster possession, down 11. High right, McClurg. Screen by Niemeyer. Albers has it between the rings. Down the left side to Steffi. Steffi fakes right, goes left, lost the ball, got it back. Herky-jerky move, foul in the paint on Coldwater. Got to be two shots for Steffi. 4:31 left, third quarter, 45-34. Coldwater by 11. Getting a pretty good taste here tonight, Chuck, as to why Coldwater is 16-5.
Oh, yeah. This is an awfully good basketball team.
16-5. Lost last Friday by 3 points to Delta St. John's. Lost by 3 at Coldwater. And it was Elwer for Delphus who early in the year dropped 40 on Minster.
Yeah. He's only a sophomore. I want to see that kid play.
Steffi at the free throw line. Missed one, made one, 1 of 2 for Minster. 45-35. 4:26 to go in the third quarter. Cavaliers.
That's over and back.
Oh, good call. Coldwater to midcourt. Yes. That was Todd Traynor right on it.
And yep, jumped in the backcourt, caught it going into the front court. Great call.
Traynor, the referee.
He's one of my favorites.
He nailed it right on the money. Violation, Coldwater. Minster throws in midcourt behind by 10, 45-35. 4:19 left in the third. Outside the arc on the left, it's Richard. Fakes right, goes left. Oh, nice pick and roll to Albers down to the inside. Sweeterman defends well. And Albers missed once, twice, got it back. Rolls to the top of the circle. Stolen on the play. Niemeyer, great effort. Niemeyer hands off on the play to Steffi. Steffi drives. Short runner. Shot altered. Hindered on the play by Coldwater, which gets the rebound. Coldwater up 10. Straight away. 3 on the way. Cavaliers high in the air. No good, but Layfeld off the back brace. Rebound, Sweeterman, 6-footer missed. And we've got a loose ball in the left corner. What's been called? Time out by the Cavaliers, who are up 10, 3:40 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Yep, here we go. 3:40 remaining third quarter. Cavaliers called a timeout a moment ago to salvage a possession. Coldwater was scrambling in the left corner of the floor. Cavaliers at their offensive end. Inbound, up 10, 3.5 left third period. Oh, good entry pass down low on the right. Nice angle to Welsh. Missed it. Got it back. Missed it. Knocked out by Minster.
That was a great move to the basket. He just overshot it just a little bit.
Inbounded here by Brady Lehfeldt. Left of the basket. Substitution. Holman on the floor for Albers for the Wildcats. Holman's got, what, three fouls, Chuck?
He's got three. He needs to stay out there.
Deep left corner, three by Blockberger. High in the air, shy of the mark. Rebound down to Minster. Steffi at midcourt. 3:20 to go in the third. Ball fed baseline to Richard. Oh, a dazzling reverse layup try by Richard. Spins in and out. That would have sent the fans screaming had that gone in. Cole Richard made a spectacular NBA play earlier. That was almost another. Wouldn't quite go. Coldwater starts to attack. Blockberger, foul line extended left. A little hop in his giddy-up, and he walked.
Well, he may have had a little contact. He dropped his shoulder some and could move his feet. Great defense by McClure.
Well, we're stuck at 45-35 with 2:56 to go here in the third quarter. Coldwater was up 10 at the halftime break. Outside the arc on the right, it's Richard. Feeds down low in the right. Coldwater overplays and stabs the ball out of bounds. Halftime score, Chuck, was what?
38-28.
So here in this third quarter, it's a 7-7 standoff. Top of the circle, Richard. Oh, Richard dropped the ball. Good reach in. Take away Coldwater. Driving. Reverse layup. Lehfeldt in traffic. No good. Long rebound. Schwederman of Coldwater. Thrown to the three-point shooter who lets it fly. It is good from way downtown. It was Luke Schwederman who dropped it through.
He's got 18. He's got one, two, four threes.
Four threes for Luke Schwederman. He gave it up, got it right back, and buried the triple biggest lead of this game. Coldwater by 13, 48-35. Timeout, Minster. 2:20 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Well, Minster's got its work cut out. 48-35, Coldwater, 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Inbounding the ball is Minster at side court. It's thrown in to Noah Schwederman. It was Luke Schwederman who made the threes for Coldwater.
Right.
I may be getting my Schwedermans mixed up every now and then.
I think you had it right.
Okay, it's Luke for Coldwater and Noah for Minster. Here's a three drive of Steffi outside the arc on the right, short, rebounding foul below the basket on the Cavaliers. What a game for Luke Schwederman for Coldwater. Chuck, summarize it for us.
Well, he's got four threes. He's made both of his free throws, and he's got 18 points.
And he's a 6'7 senior forward pivot man. Dribble drive, Steffi in traffic below the foul line. Good defense on the play by Coldwater. Well done to Mason Welch, and he caused the travel.
Well, at the start of the game when Minster was playing offensively well, it was McClurg getting into the lane and then finding people. That hasn't happened since first quarter.
Now, Coldwater's defense has bottled up.
Yes.
Yep, bottled up the Minster drive. Ball thrown, Coldwater in the lane to Kunk, and it is pried loose by Minster. Undercutting foul in the right corner against the Cavaliers. It has been a stagnant third period for Minster. Cats have tallied just 7. Minster's offense quiet here in the second half.
Yeah, Steffi kind of got rolled up there. He looks like he's okay.
Minute 37 left to go here in the third quarter. Coldwater 48, Minster 35. High right with the ball. Holman for Minster. Spinning. Skips it cross court to Steffi. On top to Richard. Step back three. Short. Rebound by Coldwater.
Well, their threes are just on the rim. They're good shots. They're just not quite long enough.
And Coldwater's forced him out maybe a step further than the Minster three-point shooters would prefer. Coldwater's got the ball at midcourt. Hanging on is Kunk. 58 seconds to go, third quarter. Kunk drives right corner, baseline right, overshoots. Rebound low on the left by Kunk. Foul, Minster. Kunk gets two. You talk about persistence. Owen Kunk, 6'6". Luke Schwederman, 6'7". And those two young men play bigger than that. They can both shoot. Put it on the deck and drive. Free throw by Kunk, up and in.
They have 11 offensive rebounds now to 5 for Minster.
That's a good point. It seems like the Cavaliers have gotten the loose balls in this game, especially off the offensive glass. Kunk again, high arc to the foul shot. Yep, got them both. 50-35, Coldwater. Cavaliers are putting it on Minster here in the third quarter. Minster scored just 7 in the period. 48 seconds to go. Head coach Mike McClurg looking on, trying to find something for this Minster offense that can attack Coldwater's stingy D. That won't do it. That's a moving screen.
Yeah, that was Niemeyer, and it was obvious.
42.5 to go. Third quarter, 50-35, Coldwater. Substitution, Coldwater Cavaliers. Depweg had been on the floor. He is out. In is Will Berry, 6'4 junior forward for the Cavaliers. Mason Welch has the ball, far left wing. Half minute to go, third period. On top to Blockberger. He's the quarterback of the club. Good football player and signal caller as well. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Coldwater by 15. Blockberger dangerously close to midcourt, drives down the left side. 12 ticks remaining on the arc to Layfeld. Ball shaken loose by Minster. Goes into backcourt to Albers.
Nice.
Hits a running player to the rim. Caught and laid in by McClurg with 2 seconds left. Long three try. Coldwater. Layfeld off to the left. Big bucket by Minster after the takeaway to finish out the third stanza. 50-37 Coldwater on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and
Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping Golf Equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
So Brogan Steffi's had a good game for Minster, 13 points, one hustle play after another. He made some excellent Wisebridge plays in that third period. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, the fourth quarter starts with a bang, a Braylon Blockberger three ball to give him 20, and then a neat drive by Cole McClure as he skipped along the right baseline for Minster and tallied two. 53-39 Goldwater. Steal by Minster, taken away at midcourt. Here's Cole Richard off balance to the rim, and the ball sticks between the iron and the glass. Haven't seen that.
I think that's the first time we've seen it this year.
I haven't seen it since about 50 years ago when I did it 10 times a summer on my hoop on my garage.
Well, I did that with a free throw once. That's how bad that free throw was.
Minute gone here in the fourth, 53-39 Coldwater, which led briefly at 53-37. Here's a three ball outside the arc on the left. Was that Cole Albers?
Albers, yes, sir.
Ooh, step back triple by the big man, Cole Albers, for Minster. 6'8" sophomore, gunned in a trifecta. Coldwater gets a timeout. Five straight by Minster. Lead at then 16. Coldwater's advantage is 11 with 6:59 to go in the game on Scores. Broadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Here we go, final 7 minutes. Minster defending, pressure at midcourt. Coldwater up by 11, down the near side. Blockberger, they double team and steal. Taken away by Steffi. Steffi down low in the lane to Niemeyer. His spin around shot no good. Good hustle by Niemeyer. Offensive board, foul. Niemeyer to the stripe. He's got two coming for Minster as Coldwater head coach Nick Fisher lines up some reinforcements right in front of us at the scorer's table. Minster was down by 16 points 30 seconds ago. Free throw by Niemeyer, way short.
Yeah, that hit the bottom of the front of the rim.
Now, Minster has not shot fouls.
They're 5 for 11.
Yep. Shooting better than that on the year for sure. Down tonight. Second shot in the air by Niemeyer, and he cans it. Well, that 16-point Coldwater lead down to 10, 53-43. Minster trailing, 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Up the left side for Coldwater, it's Luke Schwederman. He's had a heck of a game. It's a cutter down the lane, driving, spinning, Layfeld. It is no good. Rebound volleyballed. Controlled right corner by Kunk. Kunk lobs to midcourt. Lob pass picked off. Richard driving, scoring. Fouled in the act of shooting. Coldwater got careless. Minster took advantage. And here come the Wildcats. 8 straight points.
That kid is so athletic. That was an amazing shot.
Cole Richard is a magician. When he gets going to the rim, he will make it from every arm angle possible. Free throw by Richard. Yes, sir. 53-46, Coldwater by 7.
This half-court trap has been giving Coldwater fits.
It sure has. And stymied him backcourt. That's right here is the Cavaliers. Brady Layfeld heaves it cross-court to Blackburger. Deep in the right corner, long three ball. Good! Huge basket by Potcotter of the Cavaliers.
That's his third three of the night.
56-46, Coldwater's lead is 10. Minster attacks, skips it cross-court to Richard. Shot fake, open three-pointer, coming out of nowhere on the play. Luke Schwederman deflects the three ball.
Where he caught just a fingertip of it, made it short.
And Coldwater picks it off. 5:35 to go in the fourth. Cavaliers by 10, 56-46. Cutting to the rim, Blackburger catches and lays it through.
He's got 22.
58-46. In favor of Coldwater. Oh, Minster blows a gimme. Good pass. Steffi to Albers. Albers in tight. Nestled one up there on the iron. And it dropped off. Rebound Cavaliers. 5 minutes to go in the game. 58-46 in favor of Coldwater. Minster a moment ago had sliced it down to 7. Look out. Dribble drive down the lane. Awkward shot. Layfeld nearly went in. Foul on Minster. Layfeld to shoot 2. Well, Coldwater led to 17. 53-36. Back came Minster. Trimmed it to 7. It's back out to 12. A surge by Coldwater. Free throw by Layfeld. No good. Second one by Brady in the air. Lot of rim. It's good. 59-46 Coldwater. Here at midcourt is Steffi. Steffi guilty of a violation either over and back or palming.
Over and back. Yep. He kind of stepped back and his heel hit the line. That's why you don't stop with your dribble there.
Tell you what, half-court pressure by both teams has caused problems for the other. Here is Coldwater throwing into backcourt. This Coldwater club is very well organized, extremely efficient. At the offensive end, it gets something accomplished every trip down the floor. Deep in the right side, it's Owen Kunk. Out between the rings to Potcotter. Coldwater spreads it out. Here's Luke Schwederman. Ball thrown to a cutter, Kunk. He stops outside the lane, defended by Albers. Into the left corner, Luke Schwederman. Schwederman flips toward midcourt, broken up out of bounds off Richard of Minster. 4:22 to go in this game. 59-46 in favor of Coldwater. It was 38-28 at the half, Coldwater. First quarter score was close.
12-10 Minster.
Right. Down low on the left, Coldwater. Shot fake. Good maneuver by Kunk. And he drew the defender off the floor. Foul call. Niemeyer picked it up. Kunk shoots 2. 13-point lead, Cavaliers. Foul shot by Kunk. High in the air. Head coach Nick Fisher walked right in front of me. Missed it.
Yeah, he hit the front of the rim.
I couldn't see very well, but I thought it was no good. Second shot here by Kunk. No, off the back flange. Rebound, far right corner, Steffi. Here comes Minster. And the Wildcats need points and stops. Steffi, head of the key. Right side, it goes to McClurg. McClurg's looking around. Oh, quick hands on the play by Blackburger, who gets the steal. Back court to Layfeld, to Blackburger, to Layfeld, up the right side. 3:40 to go. 59-46 Coldwater. Coming out to catch, Layfeld heaves right flank to a teammate. It is Potcotter. Reach-in foul by Steffi of Minster with 3.5 to go in the game.
They've got two more to give.
Coldwater Cavaliers get a timeout up 13. with 3 minutes, 35 seconds to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, in D4 boys action at Troy tonight, Rushi won 65-30 over Yellow Springs, filled a 49-7 halftime lead and coasted. Coldwater on top here with 13, 3:20 to go, fourth quarter. Deep in the right corner with the ball, Luke Schwederman out between the circles to Layfeld. Into the paint area to Luke. Left-handed soft shot is good. A lot of rim. Feather-like touch. Danced around and fell through.
Just an outstanding offensive night for this kid.
Here's a drive by Cole Richard. And Luke Schwederman switches off. Defends the shot. Gets a piece of it. Well done. Coldwater has been dynamite defending in the paint all night.
They've been outstanding both ends of the floor.
61-46 Cavaliers. Here's Potcotter. Midcourt Blockberger. Outside the arc on the right to Kunk. Team fouls. Three on Minster. Two on Coldwater. Luke Schwederman, top of the circle, is pushed. 61-46 Coldwater. JV game went to Minster in a thriller.
Well, they came from 10 points back in the last 2 minutes to win by a point.
This was 53-36 at one point in favor of Coldwater. Minster answered, cut it to 53-42,
I think.
53-46.
Oh, they have it under 10.
Cut it from 16 to 7, and then Coldwater responded, and now the Cavaliers lead by 15. Biggest lead, 16 at 53-37. Here's a scrum near midcourt. Scattered floor. Coldwater controls. Straight away, Luke Schwederman gives it up, gets it back, leans in, shot short. Rebound volleyball, kept alive by Coldwater. Good play by Kunk. Out to Blockberger at midcourt. Cavaliers run clock. 2:08 to go. Ball lobbed into the right corner to Layfeld. To Luke Schwederman, to Layfeld. Timeline Blockberger. Four fouls on Minster. Ball thrown cross court to Schroer. Baseline left to Kunk. Hits a driver down the lane. A finish by Layfeld. Well done by Coldwater. Unselfish play. Albers answers. Three-pointer. Swish by Minster. 63-49. Coldwater leads, a minute 42 to go. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Well, so many thanks to Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. We tailor insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance at Barker Insurance. Drop by or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, that is for sure. A minute 28 to go. Blockburger at the line for Coldwater. Good on the free throw. What a game for Blockburger, 23 now.
Yeah, and if you want to find a little chink, 2-for-5 from the free throw line tonight.
Second free throw by Blockburger, 75% at the stripe on the year. He pumps it up and makes it, and he is done for the night. Comes to the sideline. What a stellar game, running the show and scoring for the Cavaliers, Baylen Blockburger. I may have referred to him once or twice as Braylon. It's Baylen.
Yeah, Baylen. We're used to Braylon.
Yes, we sure are. Here, so. 65-49, Coldwater has matched its biggest lead, 16. In the lane, Holman for Minster. Turnaround, Jay, no good, but he's clipped on the wrist. What a night for Baylen Blockburger of Coldwater. He is up over 20. Luke Schwederman has got 20. What's Blockburger got, Chuck?
He's got 24.
A minute 9 to go in the fourth. 65-49 in favor of the Cavaliers. Have not heard a score from Delta St. John's. Not sure what to read into that. I'll ask around during our next break, see if somebody knows. 69 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Holman shooting 2 for Minster. Couple bounces, dips the knees. It is no good off to the right. Good strong rebound in the lane, though, by Noah Schwederman of Minster. Throws on the arc to Andrew Kettner. Shot no. Good effort on the glass by Minster. Following the shot, going to the rim hard, is Noah Schwederman along with Holman. And he is cracked on the elbow. He'll get 2 with a minute left in the game. And Coldwater up by 16. Free throw by Holman is good. 65-50 in favor of Coldwater, which has held Minster to 22 points in the second half. Second free throw is good. Both of them up and in by Ian Holman. Boy, that duo of Luke Schwederman and Baylen Blockburger for Coldwater, unbelievably good here in this game tonight. Pressure, steal, midcourt, Holman, Minster, driving, hacked on the arm, and he'll get 2. Still 47 seconds to go. Both teams over the limit in fouls.
Holman very active here. This is going to be his 5th and 6th free throws in the last about 40 seconds.
14-point lead, Coldwater. Again, the Cavaliers pushed it out to 53-37 in this second half. A mini run by Minster. Well, maybe more than a mini run. They piled up 9 straight, sliced it to 53-46, and then Coldwater answered, and the Cavaliers have pushed it out to 12. Holman goes 1-for-2.
1-for-2.
At the free throw line, here is Minster defending Coldwater in backcourt. Interception by Connor Schmiesing. Fires up the floor to a teammate. Long 3 try by Kettner off the flange. Rebound deep right corner, Minster. Setting, shooting, it rimmed, in and out, no good by Noah Schwederman. Rebound tipped up and in by Kettner of Minster. 65-54, 18 seconds to go. Coldwater gets it up and over the timeline. Cavaliers running out the clock, 12, 11, 10, that'll do it. Coldwater Cavaliers defeat Minster here tonight, 65-54. Minster won the JV game by 1. We'll see if we can collect the final score from Delphus on the Marion St. John's game when we return. Coldwater 65, Minster 54 on scores.broadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We welcome you back here to Minster. Coldwater Cavaliers have clipped the Minster Wildcats by 11, 65 to 54. Coldwater gets set now for tournament play on March 1st in the Northwest District of D3 action. Coldwater on the first day of March will play the winner of the Cary Finley Liberty Benton winner. Just understand the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays defeated Marion Local 57-47. Delphus over Marion by 10. Thus, Delphus St. John's wins the MAC undefeated 9-0. Coldwater finishes second.
One game back.
At 8-1. Coldwater victorious here tonight by a final tally of 65-54 over Minster. Minster, by the way, plays in March 1 as well in tournament action. Just like Coldwater, of course, Minster is in Division 4. And Minster on March 1st will play the winner of the Marion Local Waynesfield-Goshen contest. Minster recently defeated Marion Local in MAC action. Nice win for the Coldwater Cavaliers here tonight, Chuck. Coldwater is well-rounded, does everything pretty well to very well, doesn't turn it over. Blockberger's the quarterback, excellent driver. Schwederman inside, outside, dynamite.
And Pot Cotter comes off the bench and hits three threes, one in each quarter.
And they share the ball so beautifully.
Yeah. Yeah, they're an outstanding basketball team. You take a look at the scoring tonight. Blockberger led Coldwater with 24. Schwederman had 20. They got 9 from Potcotter. He had 3 threes, second, third, and fourth quarter. 7 from Kunk. I thought he played really well, too.
Yep.
And then Layfeld had a nice game. So they only had 5 people score, but they scored 65 for the game. My Clancy's players of the game are going to be, obviously, Blockberger and Schwederman. On the other side, 13 points for Steffi. He did lead Minster, 12 from Albers. They got 9 from Niemeyer, 8 from McClurg, 7 from Richard. I'm going to go with Cole Albers. He had 12, and he had 2 threes in the fourth quarter. So he's going to be my Clancy's player of the game for the Wildcats.
This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike? Well, that's a fact. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain. Made in America, lifetime warranty. And now 15% off as well at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets and beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, which are one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. We make buying hardware easy. Two games for you tomorrow on the air about 3:20. Fort Loramie boys in action from Piqua, D4 tournament play, followed by Jackson Center's boys in the second game of our twin bill coverage tomorrow. Again, repeating, Delta St. John's defeated Marion Local by 10. Coldwater victorious here tonight over Minster by 11. Marion Local wins the Midwest Athletic Conference Championship.
Delta St. John's.
I'm sorry. Delta St. John's. What did I say? Coldwater?
No, you said Marion Local.
Marion Local was defeated tonight by Delta St. John's. So Delta St. John's wins the Midwest Athletic Conference Championship outright. Coldwater finishes second. Delta St. John's 9-0. Coldwater 8-1. Minster winds up 5-4 in MAC play on the year. Coldwater Cavaliers looked mighty good in beating Minster here tonight. Expect Coldwater to advance deep in the Northwest District D3 boys tournament.
Yeah, they're a good basketball team. They're not a lot of shortcomings in that thing at all. They play great defense. They trap. They turned it a little more than they wanted to tonight. To give credit to Minster for that half-court trap, they turned them over 7 times in the second half, 16 for the game, which is about 7 more than they usually do, but boy, did they make enough offensive plays to win the basketball game.
And then defensively, Coldwater would run Minster off the shooting arc and then slow down the drive to the basket as well.
Yeah, they did a nice job. McClurg had a great start to the game, and it was a good game plan, and they took that away completely.
It was 38-28 at the half.
Yep.
Second half, a stalemate virtually. Coldwater wins by 11.
Yep.
Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We'll update you on our tournament broadcast schedule. Thanks to our online listeners tonight. Thank you so much for joining us for play-by-play in color from here at Minster. Thanks to Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer bidding you a good evening from here at Minster. Coldwater defeats the Minster Wildcats 65-54.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's Nation's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Brish's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.